FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Medical Association says the country is not ready for another pandemic. This week marked 5 years since South Africa went into a hard lockdown after the coronavirus outbreak. Health experts have warned that COVID-19 won't be the last disease to lay devastation across the world. SAMA chairperson Vuyiswa Mzuko says the country is still grappling with many issues and has a long way to go before it can manage another pandemic. He referred to the Health Ombudsman reports investigating allegations of poor management at two hospitals.
The first one was by Professor William Makhoba, who was looking at Raima Musa Hospital and categorically stated that the picture that we see at Raima Musa Hospital can be painted right across the country. But another report came in recently regarding Helen Joseph. It spoke of issues of management, leadership and governance. It spoke of the dilapidating infrastructure.
Meanwhile, the health minister's advisor says low-income countries need to become self-sustaining. Dr. Nono Simelela spoke to Newswatch on the sidelines of the second G20 Health Working Group meeting held at Zimbali on the North Coast earlier this week. She spoke of the effects of the USA's move to cut aid to several countries, including South Africa.
Many countries are almost fully funded by the United States, so those health systems are probably going to collapse. We also have taken a knock as South Africa. Although we buy our own antiretrovirals, the systems that we were using to dispense the medication were funded by the United States. So some of the clinics have had to shut down. Some people will lose their jobs, unfortunately.
In other news, the ANC says it will make amends with the US once tempers have cooled. The party's Nkosi Ramaphosa was speaking at their NEC meeting in Boksburg yesterday.
And it's not our intention to undermine that relationship. Of course, we do admit that it is at its all-time low, at least in the post-apartheid era. And of course, the council was that the president will, at the right time, as he determines, find a way of ensuring that we continue to have a channel and a path of engagement with the U.S. Administration.
It's as there have been concerns by Donald Trump's administration about the Expropriation Act and its impact on white farmers. Washington also sacked former ambassador to the U.S., Ibrahim Rasool, after taking issue with comments he made about Trump. And Hamas says it's agreed to a new Gaza ceasefire proposal from Egyptian and Qatari mediators. It reportedly includes freeing 5 living hostages in exchange for a 50-day pause in fighting. Israel, though, says it's put in a counter-offer. It's as its military expanded ground operations into the southern Gazan city of Rafah. Your top story this hour, the South African Medical Association says the country is not ready for another pandemic. This week marked 5 years since South Africa went into a hard lockdown after the COVID-19 outbreak. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.